T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer, and Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. President Trump is once again going after San Francisco, calling the city a mess, and saying he was considering sending in troops to clean things up.
I'm going to be strongly recommending, at the request of government officials, which is always nice, that you start looking at San Francisco.
The president's comments came hours after San Francisco's mayor, sheriff, and district attorney held a press conference saying the city is committed to safety and doesn't need the National Guard. So, Phil, who are those officials that the president was talking about?
I think he's a little confused. He seems to think that Mark Benioff, the head of Salesforce, while he is the largest private employer in San Francisco, he is not a government official. But as Trump statements go, this one was an interesting one, Margie. I mean, we got the words right, that he said that San Francisco needs to be cleaned up and that he was considering sending the National Guard. But it wasn't delivered in a threatening tone. It was almost done in a friendly tone, saying, you know, they're asking, and yeah, he said, we have great support in San Francisco, which might be news to a lot of people, and that he was really considering about putting the city in for our next group of what we're to send the National Guard to. It was almost as if the restaurant was packed and you came in with some friends and they said, you know, Margie, we really like you. We're going to get you a table as soon as we can.
I just don't know what to make of this. What do you think's behind these statements? I mean, is he playing up for all the supporters? Because people here don't want it.
Well, a good majority of the people there don't want it. What we have is some that would like to see more police. A lot of people would like to see more police. But San Francisco is actually getting more police than the other Bay Area cities. As a matter of fact, it's poaching quite a few from the neighboring towns and cities, which is not making them all that happy, because it's now become a place where people get paid better and they also think that they're more appreciated. That's just changed in the last year or so. But what we have here is Donald Trump doing a lot of things he does, which is talk off the top of his head. He thinks out loud, and he has his own reality. And in this case, like I said, one minute we're a cesspool that needs to be cleaned up, a once beautiful city that has fallen into complete disrepair. And the next is he has tremendous support here, and he's ready to do us a favor. So what we have also is the mayor, who is still sort of half reeling from the remarks of Mark Benioff that set this off with the opening of a Salesforce convention in San Francisco, said that, you know, he would welcome the National Guard to assist police if they could. And that was followed up by Elon Musk saying they're needed because San Francisco is all falling apart. So Daniel Lurie, who's made a point of not directly confronting Trump, continued to not directly confront Trump. But District Attorney Brooke Jenkins, who is a mind of her own and elected on her own, said, you know, Trump's remarks like this are incendiary and not helpful at all.
Lurie keeps it on the down low, doesn't he? Okay, we always think he's talking out of his mouth. Like you said, a lot of people say, oh, well, this will never happen. What? And then something does happen sometimes. What happens if the president does try to send the troops in?
Well, they will come in. You know, they will come in and they will likely stand around. You know, we Gavin Newsom brought the National Guard in to help with the fentanyl crackdown. That was in cooperation. Pardon?
He asked.
Yes, I was going to say that was in cooperation with the San Francisco police that were looking for all the help they could get from whether it was the highway patrol. This is not asked. This is someone knocking on your door and saying, hey, we're here. And you go, for what? Well, we're here to make you safe. But I am safe. Yeah, so that's why we're here. We're going to make you safe. Margie, go figure it. It's a lot of it is performance. We'll see what they do. So far, what they did in Los Angeles was just stand around guarding federal buildings, which wouldn't might make be okay if, considering the federal building is surrounded by a lot of fentanyl users. But anyway, that's what they usually wind up doing, a lot less than people expecting.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.